Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:13 on this Tuesday morning, September 17th, Sunday, the first official day of autumn or fall, the autumnal equinox. That's right, yes. Highs of 88 to 90 till then, and then beyond then, really, with a chance for afternoon showers, maybe a little lower humidity by the weekend. But the good news is tropics are quiet, and after Francine, we'll take it. Speaking of Francine, Kristen Healy joins us, an associate professor of entomology at LSU, to talk about mosquitoes and the aftermath with standing water, et cetera. How are you doing, Dr. Healy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
How does a young lady get into the, because I presume you didn't turn into this as a grown-up, but how does a young person get into entomology? What made you decide to study that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I actually started off my career as kind of like a pre-med major in college, mm-hmm. and I took this elective for entomology, and I really liked it, especially with the aspect of medical entomology, so mosquitoes and ticks. It kind of was a great way to protect public health, and I really liked the environment, so it was kind of like the best of both worlds for me.
I remember being at a pumpkin patch thing with my kid, like way back in the first grade, and there was a little spider crawling across the blanket, and they were marveling at the spider, and one of the dads saw it, oh, I'll take care of this, and put his size 12 boot right on top of it, and the kids were horrified. I guess you have a different view toward insects than do most people, right? I mean, you realize what a role they play in the entire thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a kid, I was probably grossed out, just like a lot of kids are by insects, but you know, as you learn about them, they are fascinating. They serve so many important roles in the environment. And, yeah, they're just so diverse and fascinating.
So let's talk about after Katrina, God forbid, after Francine. Because I was out cutting grass, Kristen, on Sunday trying to do some cleanup, and I had them buzzing all over the place. And usually they're not that bad. Have things changed substantially with the passing of the storm and all of the rainfall that we got?
Yeah, you know, this has been a pretty decent year overall for mosquitoes. So, you know, they've been out. But yeah, when you get hurricanes coming through, you get a lot of flooding. You get a lot of areas that have kind of been just laying dormant. And, you know, once you get those areas where you get floods, flooding areas where those mosquito eggs have just kind of been waiting, then you get them hatching, and then you get these kind of larger emergences of mosquitoes coming out.
See, that's interesting what you said, because I didn't realize that the eggs lay dormant until what? Water rejuvenates them or something? Like freeze-dried almost?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have two different kinds of mosquitoes. So you do have those kind of consistent mosquitoes that are always there, like in those little, you know, water areas that are always flooded. But then some of the issues are with those mosquitoes that, you know, it's like a freeze-dried egg. And it's out in the environment. It's areas that will eventually become flooded. And so when you get those areas that are flooded all at one time, then, like, usually the rule of thumb, like with this temperature, is about 7 days. So 7 days after a storm, you'll get a large number of eggs all hatching at the same time and those mosquitoes coming off. So, or the mosquitoes coming off from those eggs hatching 7 days later. So, yeah, you'll start to see probably, like, towards the end of this week, a larger number of mosquitoes flying around in those areas that were flooded from the storms.
How hard is it to get on top of that from a mosquito pest control standpoint?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Thankfully, like at least in a lot of the areas where you do have kind of high risk from those storms, you have active mosquito control programs, and they're kind of out there, you know, doing surveillance. Surveillance is kind of this tool that most mosquito control programs use where they go out and they assess the mosquitoes every day. They're looking in the water sources, seeing if mosquitoes hatched, trying to get them at the source before they become flying mosquitoes. But yeah, there's a lot of management that goes into kind of reducing those numbers of mosquitoes so they aren't huge public health risks.
What should people that have houses or property or even, I guess, apartments with balconies and so forth, what should they be doing right now after Francine to make sure that they don't increase the mosquito population?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Two, you want to kind of block them, and two, you want to treat them. Mm-hmm. So one, blocking them, repellent, wearing EPA-registered repellent. So if you're going to go outside when mosquitoes are active, kind of just protecting yourself from those bites. It is September, so generally August, September is in general the time when we have the greatest risk of West Nile virus in general. So kind of this time of year, you always want to protect yourself from mosquitoes. And then in terms of treating, if you have water sources in your backyard, like standing water containers, that's an easy thing to just kind of check your yard weekly, make sure you don't have like containers that are holding water. Anything that holds water for 7 days or more can produce mosquitoes. So just kind of emptying those sources. There's products you could buy to treat them. Sometimes people looking for natural alternatives can put mosquito fish in some larger habitats. So there's a lot things that people can do.
Mosquito what?
Yeah. Mosquito fish, sorry. It's not a flying mosquito. So it's a fish that is native to this area, native to the Gulf areas, and it likes to eat mosquito larvae. So those immature mosquitoes that live in water, sometimes, like if you have an abandoned swimming pool, for example, you have mosquito larvae in there, the little baby mosquitoes, you can put these types of fish in there, and they specifically just love to eat those immature mosquitoes.
Man, I learned some stuff in this job. I'm going to tell you what. And as you said that, I looked him up. It looks like a little minnow almost, huh?
Yeah, a minnow. And there's some different species of fish, but yeah. And a lot of active mosquitoes.
Not a minnow, a molly. A molly, I guess, is what I was thinking.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the scientific name is Gambusia. It's kind of, but there's multiple species of fish that eat mosquito larvae. So they're little. They're like a little minnow, goldfish size.
Gambusia?
Gambusia.
Sounds like something you get at a restaurant. All right, we'll take a break. Pick it up with Kristen Healy. When we come back, we're talking mosquitoes. You got any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. You would think the Asian tiger mosquito would be something good as it relates to LSU, but it's really not. We'll drill down on that and talk about just ways to protect yourself, your family, and to get rid of this mosquito threat after the storm. We're talking to Kristen Healy, Associate Professor of Entomology at LSU. Questions, comments, Open Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line open as always at 504-260-1870. Time for traffic now on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Kristen Healy, Associate Professor of Entomology at LSU. And Kristen, let's talk about this Asian tiger mosquito, since we got the tiger theme going in the background there. What is that, and how big of a risk are those?
Yeah, Asian tiger mosquito, it's one of the mosquitoes I've studied in my research. So it's a mosquito that likes to lay its eggs in containers, so anything that will eventually become flooded, so things like tires or bird baths or buckets or anything you have laying around in your backyard. It loves people, so it's one of those mosquitoes that has a very tight association with humans. So it'll lay eggs in people's backyards, and then as an adult, when it comes out and emerges, it likes to bite like people or pets, dogs, cats, or any kind of animals in your surrounding area. It's very aggressive. It likes to bite during the day. So it makes it really hard, because a lot of times we want to, when we tell people to protect themselves from mosquitoes, we say limit activity at night and dusk at dawn when mosquitoes are most active. But Asian tiger mosquito is kind of one of those that will always bite you if you're out in the backyard, even if it's daytime, and kind of likes to bite you by the ankles. In terms of public health risk, it also has the potential.
The
in terms
ankles?
Of public health, yeah, like near
really?
The ankles. Yeah, yeah.
Because so, it's like so it's, close to the ground?
Yeah, it's actually, I consider it kind of more like one of those mosquitoes that like sits and waits to bite you. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like out there in the environment. And then when it sees you, like it might be like resting in some of the low-lying vegetation and plants and things in your backyard.
And before you know it, like a sizzling steak on a platter, your ankle shows up, right?
Yes, absolutely. So you're walking by, and then these mosquitoes, they sense you, you know, and they're going to be attracted to areas that, like, you know, where there's a lot of odor and heat. And so, yeah, that's generally one of the key indicators that you're dealing with Asian tiger mosquito, is that it's the daytime, it's small, it's black and white, and it kind of likes to bite you kind of low on the body, like near the ankles.
Are certain mosquitoes more attracted to people, or are mosquitoes attracted to certain people, if that makes any sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So with so in Louisiana, we probably have like over 65 different species of mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. So most people, when you think mosquito, you think, oh, there's just one. But it's not just one type. We have a lot. And some mosquitoes like to bite people. Some don't. For my PhD, I actually studied a mosquito that only feeds on frogs, right? Some feed on alligators.
Must be a
some
big
feed
mosquito.
On birds. Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't eat the entire frog. I get you. Okay.
No, certainly not. We actually have a mosquito that will take kind of blood meals, will steal food from like leeches. So it's very, very interesting, the biology of mosquitoes. And so those that do bite humans, you know, there is truth behind the fact that not all people are equally as attractive to mosquitoes as others. You know, some, you know, they're attracted to body odors, they're attracted to heat. And so all those different compounds that make you might make you more or less attractive to mosquitoes.
This is a very interesting conversation, Dr. Healy. I hope you come back and enlighten us some more about the common mosquito, common yet dangerous mosquito.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Thank you. Have a great day. Dr. Kristen Healy, Associate Professor of Entomology at LSU and DEET. You always want to have something with DEET, I think, when you put it on. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about immunization in Children's Hospital and the Children's Hospital New Orleans immunization bus hitting the road again for the 27th straight year. We'll talk about it when we come back on WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.